This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all well and welcome to Transformers. Today's Transformers is especially dedicated to the parents out there listening to today's lesson. And I highlight the importance of being a murabbi in your parenthood. A murabbi, being a nurturer, right? Being someone that is a means of the true development of your entire child. And not just their bodies, but their bodies, their minds, their hearts, their souls, and themselves, right? It's important that we as parents are nurturers to the entire child. And one aspect that we can introduce in our lives to aid this is to be parents or become parents who always explain ourselves when we instruct our children, right? It shouldn't be that whenever we talk to our children, we just command them. I know some parents say, you know, Sheikh, we're busy and, you know, there's just so much going on and, you know, the kids are such a handful these days and, you know, it's just easier to shout, right? Look, we're all human beings and the best of us, go through this. However, the ideal is always to explain yourself. Whenever you tell your child to do something or not to do something, always teach them why. Explain to them why. This is the sunnah of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look in the Quran, whenever Allah tells us about a discussion that took place between a prophet and his child, we see a holistic discussion being relayed to us. Let's take, for instance, Yaqub alayhi salam talking to a young boy called Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf is in his infancy, and Yaqub alayhi salam is explaining this dream that Yusuf had. You know, Yusuf sees the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowing down to him. Yaqub doesn't just brush it aside, alayhi salam. This is a young boy and don't worry about it, you know. I'm busy being a prophet. I have bigger fish to fry and I'll deal with you later. No, he explains to him what this dream means. And then he doesn't only tell him what this dream means. He educates him further for his protection, because knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, and it's even more powerful when it comes from the mouth and heart of a mother or father. Understand this. A teacher in school can teach your child something, right? Or the imam at the masjid can advise your child. But in my experience doing da'wah and working with different communities and speaking to different parents and, sitting with different youth, I firmly believe that when a parent shares that same advice, there's more barakah in it. It's some power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala infuses into the advice. And it sticks. That advice is made to stick. It's made to stick, right? It's the power and blessing that Allah has given the advice of a parent that makes that advice beat the same advice that might come from an imam, for example, right? So Yaqub alayhi salam, he is giving his son first-hand information. He says, don't relay this dream to your brothers, right? But he doesn't stop there. He doesn't just say, don't do it and don't ask questions and don't do it because I told you not to do it. No. He says, فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا, because if you do, my dear son, they'll plot against you. And amazingly, Yaqub doesn't even stop there, because clearly Yaqub has been teaching his son. Because when we look at the context of the story and how Yaqub is teaching his son here, we understand that subhanAllah, he must have always been teaching his son, because the fact that Yusuf went to his father when he saw this dream to get advice, you know, children don't just go to anybody. They go to someone they feel comfortable with. They go to someone they trust to be knowledgeable. And that trust can only happen when that someone gives them time, right? So if we look behind the verse, right, that Allah relays to us, we see that there's a history of Yaqub teaching his son. And remember, Yusuf is in his infancy, which means, you know, from the time he was born, Yaqub was involved. So Yusuf had this trust. He went to his father. Now, his father must have taught him along the way the importance of brotherhood and how siblings mustn't disunite and so on and so forth. So in the interim here, Yaqub alayhi salam is understanding that by me telling my son that his brothers will plot against him, this is going to bring confusion to my son. He's a young boy, I need to educate him further. Thus, Yaqub goes on to teach him about shaytan. Right? Inna shaytan lil insani aduwwun mubin. He goes on to teach him about shaytan. That, my dear son, if your brothers harm you, then they've made a mistake. They're not excused for what they did. But you shouldn't forget the role of shaitan. That shaitan wants to break you and your brothers. This is what he teaches Yusuf in his infancy. And then remember, Yusuf is thrown into the well, and for decades Yusuf is away from his father's home, living in a home that has no tarbiyah, quite frankly. Right? But when Yusuf is the minister of Egypt in his early 50s as a conservative figure, right? He finally meets his brothers, and the first thing he does is forgive them. In fact, when they show regret, he doesn't even want them to show this regret. He says, "La tathrib alaykum al-yawm." There's no blame on you. I'm not telling you that I'm Yusuf to remind you about what you did to me. Please don't feel any regret. Allah will forgive you, and Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And subhanallah, you know, when you hurt someone, Allah won't forgive you until they forgive you. So the fact that Yusuf is telling his brothers that Allah will forgive you, he's already telling his brothers that I don't worry about the relationship between me and you. You already forgiven, or there's nothing to forgive. And thus I'm going to the next step and saying Allah will forgive you. And he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Subhanallah. Right? So where did Yusuf learn this lesson? That all these years he was living in hardship because his own brothers threw him out of the well. Where did he learn the lesson that I'm not going to hold any grudge against my brothers? That for decades he never bottled it. He never carried it. Because let's be honest, if someone was bottling this for 4 decades or 5 decades, let's be honest here, right? The moment you see the perpetrators, you're going to explode. But he, subhanAllah, is so welcoming, so loving, so caring. Like, hey, it's nothing to even talk about. Forget about it. My father educated me. I am empowered. There's nothing to forgive, and Allah will forgive you. This is tarbiyah, brothers and sisters in Islam. Yaqub commanded his child. Then he explained the command. And then he offered guidance. This is giving time to your child. And time is the most expensive gift you can give your child. Why? Because time has absolute value. Money has relative value. Many parents say, well, I'm paying the school fees, I buy them, their toys, their games. What doesn't my child have? Why is my child like this? What don't I give him? Right? This, I've heard this. And the bottom line is, money has relative value. $100 to one man might be a lot, but to another man might be nothing. That's how it is with money. It has relative value. But when it comes to time, it has absolute value, because the rich man and the poor man both only have 24 hours in a day. It's the most valuable thing you can give your child. And then when you fill that time that you give them with knowledge, and knowledge is even more important than wealth anyway, right? Because money you have to look after, but knowledge looks after you. Then, wallahi wa billahi wa tallahi, you have given your child tarbiyah. Right? You are nurturing all of your child, not just their bodies. Keep in touch, brothers and sisters in Islam, via my website, sajidumar.com. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses my words with clarity. As I said, keep in touch. If there's any comments or any questions, let's engage in healthy discussion, because after all, our series is about transformation, not just inspiration, no, transformation. We want change. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah bless us and our children and our families and spouses and parents, and gather us all with our loved ones in Al-Firdaus. Ameen. Salamu alayhi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.